Are you a prick?
Mistress Erica here of Intelligent Phone Fantasy, and I want to know. Do you think you're a prick? Well, if you are, you probably don't even realize that you are. As I close out 2018 and move on to 2019, I want to take a few moments from our typical fun and try to help educate you and help you not be a prick. After all, I hear all day long, Mistress, how can I please you? Well, here you go. The dots, real close together, easy to follow. Ready? Let's go. Respect her time. Some of you are very respectful. Others, you need a little work. But I'm here to help. So let's do a compare and contrast to help clarify and help you understand how you can respect Mistress's time. Message or email Mistress and patiently await her reply? Love it. Message or email her, then spam her with several more messages before she replies to the first email? No, no, no. I typically reply to your email as soon as possible, or within 24 hours. If I've had a busy day on calls, or knee-deep in a blog, or I don't know, or maybe I'm involved in other mistress duties, I may only check my email periodically throughout the day. It's one reason why I ask for 24 hours notice for appointments. Moving on. If you request an appointment and show up on time or communicating as soon as possible if there are changes of plans, I love it. Request an appointment and show up 10 minutes late or not at all with no communication? No, no, no. You see, I work hard to ensure that I'm on time and available for appointments. Sometimes that means I hold myself for 10 minutes or more from taking other calls, waiting for you. For you to show up late or not at all forfeits your ability to schedule future appointments and may have prevented someone else from connecting with me. Hashtag selfish prick. Having the privilege of contacting me via Skype or email outside of session and send a few words of worship and a smile to let me know that you're thinking of me or to report on your task? I love it. However, if you feel entitled or get annoyed if I don't respond to you when you think I should, or expect me to sit and chat ad infinitum if I'm not on a call, no, no, no. I love staying in touch between sessions, either to follow up on your assignments or maybe discuss a role play or a fantasy for the next session. But as much as I may like you or like to play with you, I have other things to attend. I know you don't realize this, but Mistress has a lot of duties and tasks to accomplish between calls. If she is to prosper and stay here, those things have to be done. If I allow you to take me from those tasks, then my ability to be successful at what I do diminishes. If I'm not successful, then I will have to move on to other things. Clear? Respect her. I've had some fantastic conversations over the past year about what I do and how it does or does not fit with our current climate of the hashtag MeToo movement. Since I've been sporting a vajayjay all my life, I automatically qualify as a moving target for degenerate troglodytes. Women in any walk of life, from nun to porn stars, are subject to disrespect from penis creatures. Why? Well, I guess in many ways because penis creatures are conditioned to tend to think that the world revolves around their little fuckstick. And since that's the most important thing to them, why, it should be the most important thing to you as well. Yeah. Add to the mix that I'm a sex worker and, well, it seems that degenerates feel entitled to treat me any way they wish. Newsflash. You can't. You won't. You see, guys, the only difference between your sainted female figure in your life, which you treat with the utmost deference, and myself, is I give you consent. to talk in ways, behave in ways you are not allowed to in your world. In session, you are free to explore erotic fantasies, play with your kink or fetish, knowing you are safe and welcomed to do so. In addition, calling and having texting or cam sessions is respectful that I have. In addition, your calling, having texting or cam sessions is respecting that I have a valuable skill set, you know, like any of your service contractors, and you are happy to compensate me for my skills. Expecting me to do so out of session, or worse yet, never even having a session with me, is disrespect and abusive. Not safe for work. You know I'm not safe for work. I must verify everyone I engage with is 18 plus to keep my sweet little ass out of trouble. The only way to do that is with your paid session. I will entertain your communication regarding a session to confirm it's something I'd like to play with you. But I will not engage in adult topic conversation. No more discussion. End of story. If you do, you risk being blocked like this one. You see, recently I was contacted by someone who was trying to get me to session, talk about adult topics with him, without knowing him or ever having a session with him. I spent way too much of my time in retrospect explaining to him that I'll be happy to discuss these things in session. He tried being sexy and alluring. Didn't work. He tried the old compliment her until she takes off her panties approach. Yeah, the panties stayed firmly in place. Finally, he tried being impatient, condescending, and when everything in his current arsenal didn't work, he started to whine, which in text is a lot worse, about not being sure if he wanted to session with me. I still refused, and guys, if you think you're that much of a sweet talker, let me tell you, you ain't, and your feeble attempts are transparent to me. You see, the woman you might know may be vapid and fall for it. I'm not. So his last Hail Mary attempt, he insisted that the company should give out free samples. Free samples. What is this, a fucking bakery? Anyway, you have all the free samples you need, darling. We have our blogs. We have our audio samples. We have our Twitters. We have Enchantrix Empire. You can find out all about me before session, if you'd like. So after I picked myself up from the floor from laughing at his immature response, I reminded him that LDW has a quality promise. Call any of our mistresses, and if after a first few minutes it isn't working for you, it's not going the way you wanted it, you just politely excuse yourself and talk with a dispatcher. She'll be happy to work with you. We have several options, including resetting the clock with another mistress, having a credit on account, or even not charging you for that call. I'm not making this up. We have a quality promise. Check it out at cockcontrol.com. Blocking and banning. I'm a reasonable, mature woman. If you're lucky enough to be in my orbit, you will respect me at all times. If you have a problem or concern, then you address it with me in private. Take note, the following will get you blocked, banned, and put in the proverbial trash without notice. If you think I'm one of those girls who will give you a second fucking chance once I put you in the trash, you're wrong. So here we go. Breaking one of these rules will have you deemed trash. Sending me dick pics without my permission. Or without being my client. And in particular, if I told you no. Barraging me with messages, asking me to discuss adult-themed topics without me knowing you as a client. And then lastly, disparaging me in public because you have the emotional intelligence of a fluke. You see, my list is very short for those worst transgressions. I'm a fun-loving, erotic, dominant woman who delights meeting new people, exploring kinks, fetishes, and helping your sexual life be fun and rewarding. But like anyone, I have boundaries. And I think mine are easy to abide by. Do not make me put on my capricious, mean mistress hat. Well, unless you like that kind of thing, then call me. Together, let's make 2019 the most respectful and kinky ever. Until we chat, Mistress Erica of IntelligentPhoneFantasy.com. For your erotic phone session, call 1-800-601-6975.